Hello everyone. Thank you for being with us today for this presentation. With me today are Olivier Maury, Chief Financial Officer, and Marie Callot, Head of Investor Relations. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that the accounting standards for this third quarter have not changed compared with the previous quarter this year. Excluding the impact of operations, the changes are primarily concerned the integration of the capital gain from Parrot Faurecia automobile sale for €108.4 million and the write-down of goodwill reduced to zero. I'm going to be direct. The results are very disappointing. The reversal on the consumer drone market has been as brutal as it has been unexpected. And although growth crises are commonly seen with new technologies, we now know that this risk has occurred at the worst possible time. The situation on the market, our assets, our subsidiaries, and our interests in other companies have been reviewed in detail. The options and their consequences have been evaluated, and an action plan is being rolled out. It was approved in full at Parrot's board meeting yesterday. Let's start with the market context, which I would like to clarify, and it is important to note, exclusively concerned consumer drones. The trends that I will be using are taken from GfK and NPD, the main market research firms collecting checkout data for physical retailers. As such, they do not include online sales. They provide details of sales for a panel of retailers in the United States, Germany, France, and the UK. In total, these countries represent around 70% of the drone market. For the research panel, the market represents €100 million for the third quarter and shows an annual contraction of 19% in value and 22% in units. For the segment that we are primarily concerned with, drones from €500 to €800, the contraction is 40% in units and 33% in value. It's more marked, but also shows that prices have been maintained more effectively. These trends show a significant deterioration compared with the previous quarters, during which the main firms had not carried out any launches, for which sales seasonality is lower. In 2017, the third quarter and the fourth quarter respectively represent 26% and 33% of revenue for the year. For the research panel, and specifically the segment for drones from €500 to €800, Parrot shows market share gains for all regions by 5 to 15 points, positioning it as a solid number two behind DJI. These gains have been achieved thanks to the launch of the Parrot Anafi, a high-performance, lightweight drone whose capabilities and ease of use are highlighted by clients. But these trends have not been able to make up for the crisis on the consumer drone market. Consumer drones have been growing since 2010 and currently have a penetration rate of around 8 to 10%, according to various studies, so they are not, at this stage, being bought on a massive scale by broad client segments, looking beyond technology fans, high earners, or professionals. The renewal rate is, without a doubt, still low, and the challenge will be to develop multiple users and client segments. It was, therefore, in the midst of this reversal, which we could not have anticipated, that we launched our new drone. The sales and marketing strategy is being ramped up as planned with a growing number of online resellers and retailers. In week 46, we have nearly 5,000 points of sales around the world, compared with 3,800 at the end of September. Our ratings on Amazon are now close to 4 out of 5 stars. The pricing policy is being managed effectively, with offers ranging from €500 to €700, depending on the packs. The prices are well positioned in relation to the competition, but we do not know when the market will pick up again. In this context, the consumer market instability calls into question all our guidance. Anafi's sales growth will not be enough to offset the contraction in sales for the drawn historical products, which generated 14.5 million euro less revenues in this third quarter compared with the third quarter of 2017. The gross margin is being affected by the production delays and sales price policy and takes into account our expectations for casting, cautiously maybe, but this is a good option, a flat market. This is not making it possible to offset the operational costs, which represent around 25 million euro per quarter currently and are stable. Of course, Parrot, the drones market world number two, needs to provide a management response to address this growth crisis on the consumer market. In this unstable, young market, we have a few solid convictions, which are as follows. Number one, we have real R&D capabilities, which are reflected in a very high level of innovation and a wide range of quality solutions created by French, Swiss, German, and North American design teams united within Europe's leading drone group. Number two, we have a portfolio of outstanding companies and interests that is unique in the world. On a market that is still growing, we need to free up value creation for our commercial subsidiaries and associates and enable them to capitalize on all the opportunities for commercial development. We are moving to an autonomous, independent management approach. Number three, we need to secure our net cash at around 100 million euros. These three principles represent the foundations for the action plan that we are rolling out. It was approved yesterday by the board of directors. Here are the key features. We are continuing to invest in R&D. Each company within our portfolio anticipates the next technological change and use required. Parrot Drone is ramping up the gateway between consumer drones and commercial drones. Pix4D is investing in the verticalization of its solutions and artificial intelligence. SenseFly is preparing to open up its solution for other users. Erinov is expanding its range of analysis for the agricultural sector. Microsense is preparing the next agricultural sensor, to mention just the subsidiaries in which Parrot SA has majority control. Second, as the issue with results is focused on Parrot Drone, we are taking measures to adjust its resources in line with its outlook. A departure plan covering around 100 people is being rolled out. Focused primarily on international sites, it will also impact the teams in Paris based on a voluntary approach. This plan will make it possible to adjust our sales, marketing, and production structures in line with the market's current level. R&D spending has already been reduced with the departure of external contractors. The current size of the design department is consistent with our roadmap. This really is one of Europe's leading departments in terms of drone expertise. The roadmap is still focused on the convergence of the technologies used for the consumer and commercial segment. You have seen the launch of the first Anafi work version for the real estate and construction professionals, as well as law enforcement. You will have also seen the launch of Bluegrass Field for farmers. These two products offer multiple uses for men and women and professionals at a competitive price from 1,000 to 5,000 euros. Overall, without a tangible recovery on the consumer drone market, which we will not allow ourselves to count on in the short term, we aim to reach a level of loss that is much more sustainable, making it possible to have around 100 million euros of net cash at the end of 2019 and a portfolio of outstanding commercial drone companies. I will now present the rest of our results for the fourth quarter. Revenues. For this quarter, the commercial drone subsidiaries represent 40% of revenues, with 9.3 million euros, and the market is continuing to be driven by productivity gains based on analyzing the precision data collected and processed by the drones and their software. Over this quarter, equipment sales came to 3.3 million euros, down 23%. They have been impacted by the delays with launches for SenseFly's next generation of fixed-wing drones. Linked to production and component sourcing issues, These have been resolved at the start of the fourth quarter. The order book for the EBX is in line with Senseflight's previous performance level, and the dedication shown by the team and the progress made with regulations in several European countries and the United States are consolidating the upturn in this company's growth. Also in the equipment segment, Microsense, which sells a range of sensors that are proving very popular for precision farming, has continued to grow. Following a change of management and the resolution of a patent dispute, this company has just launched Altum, a powerful sensor that combines thermal, multispectral, and high-resolution imaging, as well as versions that can be adapted for DJI's Matrix 200. In the precision farming sector, Erinov, which has gradually transformed its model from a product-based offering to a service offering, has reached a plateau with its growth while waiting for new offers to be launched. X4D has continued to deliver solid performances. All the software from its multi-platform and business offering are growing, and its technologies are proving very popular. A dedicated center for agriculture has been set up in Berlin, and another center has just been opened in Madrid. They will further strengthen the headquarters in Switzerland and the sales office in China and the United States. Globally, sales of software and services are up 28% to €6.0 million. With this portfolio of commercial drone companies, we also need to make trade-offs. In this context, Parrot Air Support is being put on standby. The market for industry services is being held back by the slow development of regulations, and the majority of the needs for expertise currently required are covered by all the other subsidiaries. In the defense and security segment, we are moving past a phase to research and understand expectations. We have integrated expert management capabilities, and we have developed technological partnerships, particularly through the interests acquired in Planck Aerosystem and Sky Aero, and we have signed our first contracts. The development of our offering and our commercial operations will continue moving forward. A range of high-performance, lightweight, silent, easy-to-use and European drones offers numerous advantages for security and defense services, which are seeing growing demand. This market represents an area of development that we are investing in and that we will be communicating on. We are taking into account the fact that these markets will be slow to open up. In terms of the gross margin, the good performances achieved by the commercial drone companies have been erased by the impact of the reversal on the consumer business. In a pricing environment with elasticity effectively under control, the cost of goods sold includes the purchase of components and provisions for Parrot Drone to adjust its production and inventory levels in line with the market context. Without a reversal of this trend, we will need to wait until the end of the first half of next year to resolve this situation. With regard to current operating expenditure for the third quarter, they represent €25.8 million, virtually stable plus €0.2 million for the second quarter of 2018. Our headcount at the end of September was 658 people, with the majority made up of staff from the commercial drone subsidiaries. R&D spending came to €9.3 million, down 2% compared with the previous quarter. Each commercial subsidiary is moving forward with a strategy for innovation focused on its clients and prospects, while Parrot Drone is focusing on the convergence of consumer and commercial technologies. Sales and marketing spending came to €9.3 million, down 5% compared with the second quarter. This reflects the resources deployed for the launch of the Parrot Anafi and the new business solution with Anafi Work and Bluegrass Field, launched by Parrot Drone, ZBX from Sensefly, PIX4D Field from PIX4D, and Altum from Microsense. Administrative costs and overheads represent €4.9 million, plus 23% compared with the second quarter of 2018. The change compared with the previous quarter mainly reflects the adjustment of costs linked to the change in the bonus share plan for a subsidiary, as well as non-recurring legal costs. Production and quality spending, 2.4 million euros, -1%, is stable and effectively under control. Other operating income and expenses represent -29.9 million euros, with the following breakdown. -42.3 million euros for the write-down of goodwill linked to the revised business and earning assumptions, +12.8 million euros for Parrot Faurecia Automobile sales, and +2 million euros for the sale of a connected device subsidiary already reported in the second quarter. With regard to our cash flow and balance sheet position at September the 30th, the net cash position, including current and non-current financial assets and liabilities, represents 171.8 million euros, with a change of +84.9 million euros compared with the end of June 2018. The quarter's operating losses are offset by the finalization of the sales of the automotive subsidiary, Parrot Faurecia Automobile, for 108.4 million euros. The change in working capital requirements represents -6.3 million euros for the quarter, -8.2 million euros at September the 30th, 2018, with the impact of the various product launches and the slowdown on the consumer drone market. Parrot shareholders' equity represents 181.1 million euros. It was 231 million euros at June the 30th, 2018, with a total balance sheet of 276.6 million euros, 358.8 million euros at June the 30th, 2018. The decrease is linked to the total write-down of goodwill and, of course, the operating loss for the period. To conclude, I would like to remind you about the revised expectation for this fourth quarter. We expect to see revenues of around 35 million euros and a stable gross margin rate on an annual basis without any further deterioration in the consumer drone market. Adjustment of Parrot Drones resources is expected to require around 15 to 20 million euros, part of which will be recorded in the year-end accounts. This adjustment will enable us to achieve substantial savings in 2019. Over 2019, we expect to see a significant contraction for Parrot Drones business in a consumer market that is expected to be flat, with commercial users to slowly ramp up. We aim to reduce the annual loss to a sustainable level to continue responding to the market's long-term potential. We expect to see also a stronger growth for the commercial drone companies, consolidated by their solid offers in a still growing market, within which the development of drone technologies for business clients and key accounts is being restricted less by the regulatory framework. Most of them are expected to be close to break-even by the end of the year. Based on these elements, Parrot is expected to have around 100 million euros of cash and an outstanding portfolio of companies and interests at the end of 2019. We will continue to adapt our strategy in order to evolve and anticipate, when we can, the drone market's emergence. The quality of our assets, our agility, and our responsiveness are crucial for continuing to develop solutions that effectively meet the needs of a growing number of professionals who, like us, will have contributed to the drone industry emergence. Thank you for listening. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we will begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star followed by one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star followed by two. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selections. Anyone who has a question may press star followed by one at this time. And there are no questions at this time. I hand back to Gilles Libioski for closing comments.
Okay, so thank you very much for attending the meeting. We will be publishing our fiscal year earnings on March 15th and roadshowing with Odo in Lyon on January 10th. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.